I could hardly wait all week long to share tonight's erotic story with you. It's one of my favorites. You'll soon hear why. It's Friday night fun, baby. And whether it's just you and me or you have a little company tonight, I promise to make your Friday night fun. And if you want a little extra help, check out my special offer from my friends at adamandeve.com. They really know what we like. Go to adamandeve.com and enter offer code Friday at checkout and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Plus, they throw in 3 free adult DVDs, free mystery gift, and free shipping on your entire order. It doesn't get much better than that. Remember, use offer code Friday to get this deal. And now here's tonight's erotic story coming at you.
Anniversary surprise. I picked my husband up at the airport on a Friday evening. He had been gone a couple of days on business. It was our wedding anniversary, and we were going straight from the airport out. How about going to Smitty's first, I suggested, picking a cool pub with a private room in back with a pool table no one ever seemed to remember was there. We'd have lots of privacy, I knew. Really, sweetie? You don't want something fancier, he asked. Nah, I love playing pool with you. You know that. When we got there, it was just as I thought. The back room was completely quiet. It would be just the two of us. I'll get some change and order beers. Be right back. I smacked him on the ass as I went through the narrow corridor leading to the main bar. When I returned to the back room, my husband had put a box of Godiva chocolates on the table. Thanks, baby. I, relinquishing my membership in the great sorority of womanhood, am not a big chocolate eater. He knows this. I figured he wanted to get me something, and he was stuck at an airport all day, or on a plane, and so had done the best he could. I couldn't blame a guy for trying. I gave him a big wet kiss, pressing myself up against him, but I didn't open the chocolates. We hadn't eaten dinner yet, had 2 beers going, and I was ready to rack up the balls for our game. Aren't you going to open those? He was trying to sound patient. I'll wait till after dinner. I figured he wanted some chocolate. He adores chocolate. Please, open them now. Okay, but you probably bought yourself some when you got these for me and already ate them, so I don't see why we can't wait. I really shouldn't chastise him on our anniversary, but he knows I don't even like chocolate. I opened the box and found it only half full. The other half had a different box in it with a little white bow pressed to the top. I looked up at my husband, tilting my head to the side with a quizzical look on my face. He just smiled at me. I picked up the box and shook it. No sound emerged. He smiled a little more. I started to carefully unwrap the paper, trying not to tear it. Oh, for God's sake, just tear the paper. We're going to throw it away anyway. He was really losing his patience. I was intrigued and loved the anticipation of surprises. Once unwrapped, I slowly opened it to find a delicate sapphire and diamond pendant necklace nestled in tissue. I was so surprised, I didn't know what to say. I slipped the chain around my neck and then ran off to the bathroom to get a good look. It was just lovely and nestled delicately in my cleavage. What made you get this? We cannot afford this. I love it. You spoil me. I babbled on, thrilled and overwhelmed. I wrapped my whole body around him for an even bigger, wetter kiss. I nibbled on his lips and ran my tongue along his teeth. My hand slid down his back and cupped his ass. I pressed against him, kissing him long and hard, rubbing up against his crotch. My left hand came around to the front where I ran my nails along his chest, giving a little extra attention to his nipple area. That little nub sprang to attention. I nipped his jawline, then ran my tongue along his neck, blowing and licking until I sucked at that little hollow spot at his shoulder and neck. You're welcome. Step back. Let me see. He was getting aroused, and I could feel his cock stirring against me. You can look at it later. I'm busy thanking you right now. He pulled me harder to him then and whispered in my ear, I missed you so much. I hate being away from you for an hour, much less a few days. You make me so hot. I want you all the time. Tonight, I'm going to make love to you, and then I'm going to fuck you all night. I hadn't eaten much and had gulped down my beer so that it went a little to my head, along with the oxygen deprivation from the deep kisses and heavy breathing. I got a smile on my face that my husband knows only too well. It's my, I'm going to do something shockingly naughty to you smile. He was sitting on a high bar chair with me caught between his thighs. I took his hand and guided it up under my shirt, encouraging him to cup my breast. As I ran my hand up and down along his thighs, kneading his muscles and grabbing at his hips with my fingers, while my thumbs rubbed on either side of his now fully erect penis. "What in the world?" he was breathing quickly. "Shh. Now it's my turn to surprise you." I was just about to pounce when I realized the waitress was coming. We tried to turn our heavy petting into a more platonic hug, only to burst out laughing and giggling, with me turning scarlet from my chest up my neck and ears and into my hairline. Curse my Scottish skin. "Can I get you anything? Sorry I've taken so long. I didn't know anyone was here," she smiled at us. "A couple more beers and some chicken nachos would be great," my husband said as he tried to surreptitiously adjust himself. "Anything else you need?" She had to know something was up, and looking down, I could see it was still way up. No wonder he was squirming. "Nope, we're perfect," I grinned at her. After she walked back out of the room, we took a breather and drank a bit more beer. This just loosened me up, and it wasn't long before I was rubbing up against him again, tickling his neck and cupping his now semi-hard penis through his pants. "She'll be right back," he hissed into my hair. "Do you want me to stop?" "Yes." "No." "Ah, hell." He stopped struggling, scooped me up, kissing me until I thought I'd pass out. We broke apart again as she set down the beer and food. She looked at us, smiled, and said, "If that's it for you, I'll leave you alone for a bit." "Yep. Great. Got everything. Thanks." We chorused to her back as she was already turned to leave. "God, you're obvious," he said. He clearly didn't realize his shirt was gaping open where I'd popped a button off or that he had a smear of red lipstick from his cheek down his neck. Ignoring our food and drink, I undid his belt, popped open his jeans button, and lowered the zipper to provide some air to his throbbing cock. "Let's talk about obvious, shall we?" I stared at his bulging boxers. Slipping my fingers between his boxer fly, I eased out his rock-hard dick. I ran the tip of my finger along the slit and rubbed the pre-cum around the purple head. "Mmm," he sighed and adjusted his hips a bit to provide more playroom. I pressed the boxer back around his cock and started to stroke him as I kissed him deeply, and he grabbed and released my hips and ass. After just a short time of this, I smiled that smile again and quickly dipped my head down to kiss the top of his cock, running my tongue along the edge, flicking at that spot right where the head meets the shaft. His cock danced in response, jerking spontaneously, and another soft moan escaped his lips. "Look at what you do to me," he could barely form words. Taking him quickly into my mouth, running my hand down his shaft, I quickly followed with my mouth. "You love it when I do this," I mumbled around the cockhead in my mouth. "Oh, yes, you're driving me crazy." "Want me to stop?" I asked again. "Good Lord, no, I'd die." I played with his head with my tongue. "I am so going to fuck you when we get home. I'm going to lean you over and fuck you on all fours, flip you around and make you meow like a cat." I was getting really hot listening to him. "Promise?" "Twice." I could feel that little knot form at the base of his penis, the one that lets me know he is getting really close. I felt his cock go rigid in my mouth. I caressed him as he came. "Let's put that monster away before someone gets hurt," I purred as I helped slip his still hard cock back into his pants. Not a moment too soon as the waitress came around the corner to see how we were doing. She saw the untouched and now quite cold nachos, the unplayed game of pool, and the two of us with wide, idiotic grins plastered across our faces. "You look like you're doing fine. Want me to reheat those nachos for you?" She had to know, but she was being really cool. "Pack 'em up to go," my husband almost growled at her as he wrapped his arm about me, pressing his still massive cock into the small of my back. "We've got a hungry beast to feed once we get home."
Oh, wow.
That made me so hot. I mean, I didn't see that coming. Did you? And I'm so excited. I just got a new vibrator from AdamandEve.com. Have you used my special offer code to order yours yet? Remember, use the code Friday, and they tell me it still works. All you do is order almost any item from AdamandEve.com and use the offer code Friday at checkout. Magically, they will take 50% off almost every item, give you free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, even throw in a little surprise gift. And if you order now, it just might even be here in time for next week's story. And guys, if you want to show her you really care, yeah, you can use that offer code too. Just don't forget the batteries. So go online to adamandeve.com, enter offer code Friday at checkout, and if you like these stories, show me a little love. Give me some good feedback, and be sure to subscribe to this podcast. I want to keep this little journey going as long as I can.